Ruth Chapter 2, The Kinsman Redeemer and the Humble Heart, a Bible study by Brian Neal. This study explores how Ruth Chapter 2 reveals the gospel through the Kinsman Redeemer, the Humble Heart, and the call to come and dine at the table of the bread of life. Ruth Chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, The Humble Attitude of the Beatitudes. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Matthew Henry's commentary on these verses conveys something profound. Ruth's life illustrates the Messiah's life and shows that those born into Yahshua must learn this humble attitude, both in life and in their spirit, before the Almighty and their Savior. We are speaking of the lessons of the Beatitudes. Consider the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ruth came as a poor Moabite widow, utterly dependent. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Ruth mourned her husband, her homeland, yet found comfort in Naomi and Boaz. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Ruth's meekness is seen in her request, "Let me glean, in whose sight I may find favor." Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ruth hungered for the bread of Bethlehem, the house of bread. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Ruth showed mercy to Naomi. Boaz will show mercy to Ruth. Ruth did not demand. She did not claim rights. She asked permission to glean, the lowest position in the field, picking up what the reapers left behind. This is the heart posture of one who enters the kingdom, poor in spirit, meek, hungry for righteousness. Those born into Yahshua must learn this humble attitude before God and their Savior. Verse 3 says, she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. This was no accident. This was divine providence. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Ruth thought she was choosing randomly, but Yahweh was guiding her to the Kinsman Redeemer. Ruth chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. The call of the Kinsman Redeemer. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?" So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, "It is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." The call of our Kinsman Redeemer is like the story of a lost sheep. Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 6. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Boaz saw Ruth. He inquired about her. He sought her out. Our kind Redeemer perceives our hearts more than our flesh. It is the deep calling to the deep. Psalm 42. Verse 7, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. Yahshua does not look at outward appearance. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Instead, he looks at the heart. He saw Ruth's faithfulness to Naomi, her willingness to leave her people and her gods, and her humility in gleaning. Verses 8 and 9, then Boaz said to Ruth, "You'll listen, my daughter, won't you? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go away from here, but stay close to my young women. Keep your eyes on the field where they reap, and follow them. Have I not instructed the young men not to touch you? And when you're thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn." Boaz invites her to stay in his field, to drink from his water, to be protected by his command. This is the gospel call. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John chapter 7, verse 37. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Boaz is a picture of Yahshua, the Kinsman Redeemer who calls the lost sheep to his field. His provision, his protection. Verse 10. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? Ruth's response is worship. She falls on her face. She acknowledges her unworthiness. She marvels at grace. This is the posture of every believer who encounters the Redeemer. Why me? I am unworthy. I am a foreigner, a sinner, an outsider, yet grace abounds. Verses 11 and 12. And Boaz answered and said to her, It has been fully reported to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Boaz was aware of her story, her sacrifice, and her faith. He blessed her with the promise of a full reward from Yahweh. This reminds us of Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and inherit eternal life. Some shall receive 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Ruth sought refuge under the wings of the God of Israel, and she will receive a full reward. The table of showbread, come and eat. Verse 14. Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, Come here, and eat some of the bread, and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed her parched grain. She ate and was satisfied, and kept some back. Ruth is invited to the table. She is invited to eat some of the bread. This is a picture of the table of showbread in Moses' tabernacle. Exodus chapter 25, verse 30. Leviticus chapter 24, verses 5 through 9. The showbread, the bread of the presence, was placed before Yahweh continually. Only the priests could eat it. Yet here, Ruth, a Moabite, a foreigner, an unclean one, is invited to eat at Boaz's table. This is the gospel. Yahshua invites us to his table. John chapter 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Eat of the fresh manna and live. Our high priest Yahshua will fill us with his word if we but come to the table. Ruth demonstrates how to approach the sovereign, with humility, in a spirit of weakness, so that she might receive. She does not demand or presume. She comes as a beggar and is fed until she is satisfied. How much more should we do the same before our God? Luke chapter 18, verses 13 and 14. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Ruth chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. The gleaners and the angels. Then she said, Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me, and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. And Boaz commanded his young man, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also, let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her, leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening, then beat out what she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. The men, the gleaners of the field, remind us of the angels, the messengers who watch over the elect seed of Yahweh. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Boaz instructed his young men to intentionally drop grain for Ruth. They were not to scold her. Instead, they were to make her gleaning plentiful. This is the work of angels, messengers who, under the kinsman's command, ensure that the chosen are provided for, protected, and guided to maturity. At the end of the ages, the tares will be separated from the wheat by angels. Matthew chapter 13, verses 39 through 43. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness. After the wheat, the true seed, has matured through eating the bread of life. The angels will separate the false from the true. Ruth is gathering what falls to her from the King's Redeemer. For us, our kinsman is also our high priest. As we ask, seek, and knock, he will give all good things to his children. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. All good things can only be the Word, for the Word is all and in all things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 11. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Ruth chapter 2, verse 18 onward. Come and dine, the bride's invitation. Then she picked it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave her what she had kept back after she was satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, Where have you gleaned today, and where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you. So she told her mother-in-law, with whom she had worked, and said, The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz. Ruth, much like the woman at the well, is sent with the good news. She freely shares the bread of life as she has received it. John chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the man, Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? The woman at the well met Yahshua, the living water, and immediately became an evangelist. She said, Come and see. Ruth does the same. She returns to Naomi with bread, grain, and proof of Boaz's kindness. She essentially says, Come and dine. I have found favor. I have eaten and been satisfied. The kinsman redeemer has provided. This reminds us of the bride of Christ in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. The bride says, Come. Come and dine. Come and drink. Come and eat of the bread of life. This is what the woman at the well was saying. This is what Ruth was saying. Just as the woman at the well knew by her heart's revelation, Yahshua, my kinsman redeemer, Naomi, the Holy Spirit as comforter and guide. Verses 19 and 20. Then her mother-in-law said to her, Blessed be he who took notice of you. And she told her mother-in-law, with whom she had worked, and said, The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Yahweh, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. And Naomi said to her, This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives. Naomi, still representing the image of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, guides and teaches Ruth, her daughter, who will become the bride of the bridegroom, Yahshua. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Naomi tells Ruth the identity of Boaz. This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives. She explains its importance. She opens Ruth's eyes to the providence and kindness of Yahweh. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, to reveal Yahshua, to teach, to comfort, to guide the bride into all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13, verses 22 and 23. And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with this young woman, and that people do not meet you in any other field. So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz, to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Naomi continues to guide Ruth, Stay close to his young women, do not go to another field. This is the counsel of the Holy Spirit to the believer, Stay close to Yahshua. Do not wander, do not seek provision elsewhere. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. Summary and conclusion. Ruth chapter 2 is a beautiful picture of the gospel in action. Ruth approaches with humility, embodying the Beatitudes, poor in spirit, meek, hungry for righteousness. These are the characteristics of one who enters the kingdom. Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, sees her heart and calls her to his field. This is the story of the lost sheep. The redeemer leaves the 99 to seek the one who is lost. He does not look at outward appearance but at the heart. Ruth is invited to the table, to eat of the bread. This is a symbol of the table of showbread, the bread of life. Yahshua invites all who hunger and thirst to come and eat, to come and be satisfied. Ruth demonstrates how to approach, with humility, in weakness of spirit, as a beggar who marvels at grace. The gleaners, representing angels, watch over and provide for the elect seed under the command of the king. They ensure provision, protection, and maturity. At the end of the ages, these same messengers will separate the tares from the wheat. Ruth returns with the good news, saying, "Come and dine," like the woman at the well and the bride in Revelation. Come, the kinsman redeemer has provided. Come and eat. This is the gospel call. Naomi, representing the Holy Spirit, continues to guide, teach, and reveal the identity and significance of the kinsman redeemer. She opens Ruth's eyes to providence and instructs her to stay close, to abide, to glean in his field alone until the harvest is complete. The deep calls to the deep. The kinsman redeemer does not see our flesh but our hearts. He invites us to his table to eat and be satisfied. He commands provision for us through his messengers, and the Holy Spirit teaches us to stay close, to abide, and to glean in his field alone until the harvest is complete. Those born into Yahshua must adopt the humble attitude of Ruth, to come as beggars, to fall on our faces in worship, to marvel at grace, to eat at his table in weakness of spirit, and to go forth proclaiming, "Come, the kinsman redeemer has provided, come and dine." Bible study notes prepared by Brian Neal, March 2026, end of Ruth chapter 2 Bible study.